Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
I told you, when my late wife was passing away and my faith become waver, I was wavering on my faith. I pray for this thing, it's not happening. What? Oh, can it not happen? You have a question, God? I was questioning this thing now. I was like John the Baptist. You know, John the Baptist was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And John point out to the people, that's the man I'm talking about, Jesus, the Son of God. John talk about it. He pointed and said, here is he. And then later on, John says, are you really... Same John. He looked at him, he says, are you really the Son of God, or should we what? Look for another. There are times in your life when you will question your faith. You better have something solid to go on. Yeah, that's something to go on. And I tell you, it's not a question because I pray. Man, I pray in my most holy faith. I speak in tongues. I wasn't, no word coming from me, man. I've been driving and praying for her healing, and I'm just praying this thing. And then I saw that her life was slipping away. And she sees that my faith is wavering. And she know my favorite faith chapter. And I read this thing 1,000 times. I never see it until she pointed out before she passed. In verse 13. Living in the faith zone, you gotta live there because it's unwavering when you live there. Hebrews 11, verse 13. This is a key here. She says to me, and the word says, these all die in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them. Embrace them, confess that they were stranger and pilgrim and disturbed. Are you kidding me? I read that thing again and again, and I got it. Because I always hear somebody say, if you don't get your healing here, you're going to get it where? In heaven. But didn't understand that. It's easy to say that. It's easy to tell people that. But where's the proof? Until I see that proof. That was the proof. The proof is we will pray in faith for a person to be healed. And they believe also. They believe it. But they still die. That's the verse that says that you die believing it. Because that's what it is. You don't die wavering. You die believing it. Watch what it says. You have received the what? The promise. You receive the promise. You have seen. You healthy. Afar off. Man, that is so powerful. And be assured and embrace it that you have a better life, a better body, a better everything in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what it means. That's what it means. Sometimes it's easy to talk things without understanding. You see that? Not die doting that this still work, but die. You have seen it already. You know it. That on the other side, everything is super better. It's super better. Not better. Super better. Because you've seen it. So faith is the thing. Now, no one can be saved without faith.
That's right.
It is impossible. Faith is not emotion. Salvation is not by feeling. Salvation is not an emotional thing. Salvation is 100% trust, believing the word of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You got to believe that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So I accept that I am a sinner. I can't sugarcoat it. I can't go around it, because the word says we all have sinned. So now I come in reality with that. And then the word of God says, anyone asks him to forgive him of his or her sin, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive him of their sins and to cleanse him from all unrighteousness. So that's it right there. So how does one get saved? By believing, number one, he's a sinner. Number two, by asking God to forgive you. That's it. So you don't have to feel anything. What you got to do? You got to believe. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, he who come to God must what? Must believe. So don't go to God and don't believe. Don't go to him unless you what? Believe. Look at what Hebrews says. He who come to God must first believe. You have to believe. And that he is a what? Rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. So when you come to God, you come from the word. You diligently search the word out already. You seek God how? Through the word. Here's another mistake. You cannot seek God by your feeling. Because you ain't going to find him. Because your feeling go up and down. Change all the time. So you can't seek God by your feeling. You have to seek God through his word. You have to discover who God is by his word. Are you getting it this morning? I'm helping you so that you can have full assurance, not part assurance. Listen, you know why so many people, when you say, are you saved? They say, I hope so. I hope so. That means they don't understand what salvation is. Or some people say, man, I went to the altar and prayed, but I didn't what? Feel. That's right. I didn't feel anything. I'm not saved because I didn't what? Feel. Salvation is not a feeling. You don't get saved by feeling anything. You get saved by believing. That's what it is. I believe. The eunuch says to Philip, he says, I believe, and there is water. What's stopping me from being baptized? In Acts. This guy, he heard the word. He was reading the Bible, didn't understand it. Philip explained it to him. Then he got it. He believed. Then he says, okay, I'm passing water. Baptize me right now. He says, I believe. What's stopping me? When we believe the word of God, there's nothing can stop you when you believe. No one can stop you. Nobody can. Here's another cool thing. Salvation is a personal thing. My salvation is personal. Emily's salvation is personal. She can't get saved on my salvation. She can't get into heaven on my salvation. As close as we are, and we do everything together, but none of that gonna get her in heaven. She gotta get in there on her home. You get it here? Gotta get in there on your home. The Bible says, on the last day, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess his, not the other person's sin. Not what the other person does. He says, you will confess what you have done with the time that I have given you. So salvation is personal. We get it by faith. So the progression, Faith has progression. We grow in faith. It's not come one time and you get it all. Because faith come by what? Hearing what? More word, more faith. Good. Okay. That's what it is. More word is more faith. Because that's how faith develops. So faith is progression. So the first one is saving faith. That's what I'm talking about. Saving faith. Start with what? Saving faith. The faith not to get anything, but the faith to be saved. That's the key. The first one is not to get anything, but to be saved. Saving faith. That's the key. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Let's read it. For by what? Grace, you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. So how one is saved? After this teaching here, you shouldn't walk out here and question your salvation. I'm laying the foundation again. Some people say, oh, that's too simple. No, it's not. Is a pastor teaching something that I know? No, you don't. You gotta learn it. Because when you know something, you produce the result of it. That's how I know. When you really know something, you produce the result. When you can't produce the result, it means you don't really know. Right. Let's go back and let's get it so we can produce result in our lives. So we said, number one, by grace. True what? Faith. And not by anything that we have done. And nobody can tell you that you are saved. Only one person can tell you that. God and God Almighty. You and God alone. You are justified by God. You don't need nobody to tell you that you are saved or you are not saved. That word don't mean anything. It's what God says. So get that in your spirit this morning. Salvation is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 9. Not of work, lest anyone should what? Boast. Some people can boast, boy. I go to church every time the door opens. I do this. You know, all the I, what I have done, that won't save you. You don't get good work, doesn't save none of us. We're not saved by good work. We save by putting our trust in God and God alone. Did you get that this morning? Saving faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10. That if you what? Confess.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.